You're listening to China Plus Radio, connecting you with China and the world.
Now the news, I'm Zhou Fang. Chinese President Xi Jinping has extended congratulations on the successful landing of the country's first probe on Mars. Tianwen-1 landed at Utopia Planitia on the Red Planet on Saturday morning. It's the first time China has landed a probe on a planet other than Earth. After safely landing, China's first Mars rover will conduct scientific exploration for its expected lifespan of at least 19 Martian days, or about 3 months on Earth. Here is a brief introduction about the machine.
China's first Mars rover is named after Zhu Rong, the god of fire in ancient Chinese mythology. It also echoes the Chinese name for Mars, Huoxing, or the planet of fire. The six-wheel machine is solar-powered and looks like a blue butterfly with a mass of 240 kilograms. It will study Mars' geological structure, surface soil characteristics, water ice distribution, surface material composition, the ionosphere, the characteristics of the Martian climate and environment at the surface, as well as its physical fields and internal structure. Various cameras, radars, and other state-of-the-art devices are on board to assist Zhu Rong in accomplishing China's first Mars mission.
China's Mars rover Zhu Rong is not very large compared with its foreign counterparts. Associate Professor Zhang Fan of Beijing Normal University explains why.
Right, so it's basically a first-time mission. It's mostly a severe. So the reason why it's small is mostly because China sent both an orbiter and the lander together. You have to have an orbiter to serve as a communications relay. So instead of splitting into two missions, China went all in once. Of course, there's an advantage of being able to do the orbit maneuvers, as I said earlier. But that also means the whole thing is already 5 pounds. You really can't have a very large rover, otherwise the rocket wouldn't be able to carry it. But for the first mission, it's sufficient. There are 13 instruments on the lander and the orbiter combined, so they will be able to do essentially all the important measurements. But later on, when you have more specific missions in mind, like finding life and stuff like that, you're going to need to do what NASA does, which is heavier equipment over to do more specialized analysis outside.
China has granted emergency use approval to a COVID-19 vaccine developed by Shenzhen Kangtai Biological Products, adding a sixth jab to the country's vaccination drive. Kangtai has also obtained the exclusive right to develop and manufacture the vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University on the Chinese mainland. Six people have been confirmed dead and over 200 others injured after a tornado hit the central Chinese city of Wuhan. The tornado ripped through Caidian District and an area of the Wuhan Economic and Technological Development Zone. It caused damage to some houses, toppled some construction site sheds, and snapped a large number of trees. Russia has added the United States and the Czech Republic to its list of unfriendly states. The move comes amid an escalating diplomatic row between Russia and several European countries. U.S. diplomatic missions can no longer employ local staff, while Czech missions can employ a maximum of 19. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law last month to limit the number of local staff working at foreign diplomatic missions and other agencies. He ordered the government to draw up a list of unfriendly states that will be subject to the restrictions. The United Nations is appealing for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and Israel. Spokesperson Stefan Dujarric says the ongoing military escalation had caused great suffering and destruction.
It has claimed scores of civilian lives, including, tragically, many children. The fighting has the potential to unleash an uncontainable security and humanitarian crisis and to further foster extremism, not only in the occupied Palestinian territory in Israel, but in the region as a whole.
Tension between Israel and the Hamas-led militant groups has been flaring up since Monday, leaving over 120 Palestinians and 9 Israelis killed. And that's the news. I'm Zhou Fang.